If God turns me over to the devil, then I can do all the screaming and kicking and rebuking I want to, and guess what the devil's not going to do? He ain't leaving. We understand now why that some churches that call people up and they lay hands on them, rebuke the devil and everything else, and they have some of these terrible demonstrations, and the spirit kicks and jumps and pitches and does all kinds of stuff, and they fight all night, and the devil don't ever leave. Why did he not leave? Because he was there because God sent him. He had legal right to be there. Now then, if you want to get rid of the devil, what do you got to do? Repent of sin. When you repent of sin, then the devil, that's no problem. Once you repent of sin, you can cast the devil out, and he's got to leave. Isn't that something? So, now then, is it going to pay good dividends to disobey what God said about forgiving your brother 70 times, 7 times? If you forgive every time, how many demons are you going to get? If you forgive every time, how many demons are you going to send? Hey, that's right, girl, 0. He's going to send 0. Now, do you want 0 demons, or would you like to have 1 or 2? I've never seen anybody that when they learn what devils do, they come to... What does the devil come to do? Comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, does anybody like any of those things? No, I don't like any of those. So that's what God uses the devil to do. And Jesus knew all of this. He's the one that made this whole system. So why do you think when Peter said, Lord, should I forgive my brother up to 7 times? Nope. Not 7 times, Peter, but 70 times 7. Peter, Lord, surely not. Well, would you like to have a demon sent to you? No, I don't want one either. So you know that made it, when I learned all these principles, it made it a whole lot easier for me to just keep on forgiving. Because you know, what can man do to you? Nothing. You see what I mean? Man can't do nothing to you. But what can God do to you? Ooh, he can send a demon to you. And what can that devil do if he gets legal right to you? He can kill you. He can steal from you. He can make you sick and afflict you. He can put you down with cancer. He can kill your children. When I learned these principles, I had been called to Cook's Medical Center several times by families. I used to do a lot of this. I don't have much time to do this anymore, but I used to do a lot of it. I'd go over there and I'd see a 10-year-old boy laying there with cancer. They said, he ain't going to make it. I talked to the mother and dad. I say, y'all got an unforgiveness toward anybody? And the dad, well, he said, yeah, I've got an unforgiveness toward a guy at work. He said, I hate that guy. I said, you want your son to die? Well, no. I said, well, then forgive him. But Thurman, I said, no, you want your son to live. I take him these scriptures and show it to him. Why, I didn't know that. I said, I know you didn't know that. I said, now forgive the guy. He said, okay. And I went over and laid hands on children, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 years old, that were been given up on by doctors. And when I laid hands on them and prayed for them, after the daddy, sometimes it's a mother, got their sin of unforgiveness taken care of. Sometimes a child that wasn't lived, within a matter of hours to a matter of a week, they're out of the hospital home, totally, completely recovered with no cancer in their body. Now then, you understand why Jesus said, walk in love? Do you want to lose your children? No. Is it worth it? I mean, did Jesus clearly say that if you get into unforgiveness, it's going to cost both the husband and the wife and the children and your bank account? So is any of that worth it? You know, every time I think about this, I think about this little lady out in Hobbs that came up for prayer. And when she came up, I said, ma'am, what's wrong with you? And she said, I've got this terrible pain in my right hip and my right leg. And Cheryl immediately said, well, do you have unforgiveness toward your husband? And of course, her 50-year-old daughter was standing right beside her. And she said, Cheryl, you hit mother right between the eyes. She said, mother does not only have an unforgiveness toward daddy, she has an unforgiveness toward daddy's brother more than she does daddy. And I said, well, ma'am, that's your problem. I said, because of your unforgiveness, you've got a tormenting spirit from the Lord. Now then, did that say there that the Father was the one that sent that tormenting spirit? Is that what Matthew 18 to verse 35 says? So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. What did he say happened in verse 34? Back up one verse. He says, and his Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors, to the devils. That what is? Who delivered him to the tormentor? The Lord did. The Lord delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due. And then in verse 35, he said, Peter, if you don't forgive everybody from your heart, the Father in heaven's going to send these devils to you. Is that what he said there? That's exactly what he said. So, this woman, she had this grudge against her husband and his brother, and a tormenting spirit had been sent. I said, how long have you had this problem? She said, 12 years. She said, it's so bad I can hardly sleep. Now see, she had no idea. Here she was, a Christian woman going to church. Most people, if you're a Christian, you go into church, don't believe that you can have a demon. You ask the average church member, do you think you have a demon? No, of course not. You think God would send a tormenting spirit to torment you? Of course he wouldn't. He loves me. They don't know God. They don't know him. Yeah, he'll discipline you. Guarantee he will. But will he forgive you? Yes, praise God for that. So I said, ma'am, you got to forgive your husband and this brother-in-law. Okay, she said, I forgive my husband and my brother-in-law. But she said, do I have to go tell him? I said, ma'am, I walked right up to her and put my hand on her shoulder, looked her right straight in the eye. I said, you know, ma'am, I really think it would make our Lord very happy. When you get home, if you tell not only your husband you forgive him, you're going to love him from now on, but you'd walk up to your brother-in-law and put your hand on his shoulder and look him right now and said, I don't care what you do to me from this day forth. I'm going to love you. I'm going to treat you with respect. I don't care what you do to me because Jesus told me to forgive you and love you. I'm going to love you in a love that only Jesus could do. I said, will you do that? He said, yes. And the minute she said that, the woman screamed and jumped. And I said, what happened? She said, the pain in my hip and my leg left. Now, isn't that amazing? He did the same thing to her he did to you. As soon as she got rid of her sin, he healed her just like he did you. I didn't even get a chance to pray for this woman. All I did was had my hand laying on her. And he delivered her and set her free. And she must have walked around in the church, looked at tapes and all kinds of stuff for 30, 40 minutes. Then she come over and she said, Pastor, my daughter and I are going home. But she looked me right now and she said, I got one thing to say to you. He said, it was neither one of them boys worth the 12 years of pain I've had to suffer. Is that true? They ain't worth pain, are they? No, they're not. So why don't we just do what Jesus says and not have to suffer the pain? Isn't that something? Walk into God kind of love. Did God command you to love? So why don't we do what he says? You see? It's really too easy, isn't it? He made it so easy. If we would just read the word and realize the power and authority that's been given to us as children of God, and that we would learn to speak in authority. I mean, just think. Behold, I give unto you power. Isn't that something? I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. And the devil is going around beating up on the church. And you know why he's doing it? Because we get into sin. And then he comes into our house. And then we repent, but we don't ever drive him away. So we carry him the rest of our life. And he makes us sick and afflicts us and does all kinds of things. And we never realize who it is that's in there doing it. Now then, I've seen many people come to me that had generational problems or inheritance, curse problems. And there is a scripture God put in his word that will deliver you. Or people come to me, they're hooked on alcohol, they're hooked on drugs, hooked on pornography, you name it. They've got it, and God has sent his word. In fact, Psalms 107, verse 20. Let's see what that says. Psalms 107, verse 20. Let's see what it says. He sent his, what? He sent his word and done what with his word? Healed us. He sent his word and healed us and delivered them from their destruction. Isn't that wonderful? He sent his word and healed us and delivered us. Now, I get so amazed that this lovely little lady back here, all she did was hear the word. And God healed her. Isn't that wonderful? He did exactly what he said. He sent his word. She heard it. She believed it. And she got healed of, I think she said about 20 different things. Isn't that something? Now, if she, oh, I know what it is. Jesus loves her more than he does the rest of us. Oh, you don't think that's true, huh? No. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus loves all of us the same, and he has no respect to persons, so we're all exactly the same. But he honors faith. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Well, if you're hooked on pornography, you're hooked on drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, whatever, anything you're hooked on, let me take you to Joel 2:32, and I want to show you a verse that I've used hundreds of times to get hundreds of people set free from everything known to men. We've taken the most difficult situation with the most difficult drugs that people are hooked on these things. They can't get off. They've been to the 10-step programs or 12-step programs. They've been in, locked up in places for months, and they go right out on a binge, and then they come back to us, and we take one verse. We don't charge them $30,000 to run them through this camp. We bring them here, give them one verse. Jesus, don't charge them, and if they believe it, they get healed. Look at this awesome promise. And I love what it says. And it might come to pass. Oh, that's not what it said, was it? Well, it shall come to pass. There's a big difference between it might and shall, right, son? Amen. It shall come to pass that some people, only special people, what does it say? It means whosoever. Are you a whosoever? You're one of them. That's right. I'm one of them. That whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord might be delivered. Again, look at all these wonderful promises. If God made these promises, now are you beginning to understand how I can guarantee God's word? When I pray for you, if you do what he says, I guarantee he'll do what he said. Now, he didn't read it like I did he? I read it and put all kinds of mistakes in there, didn't I? But that's not the way he wrote it, was it? And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Is that a guarantee from God? Yes. Okay, now let me take you to Galatians 3, 13 and 14.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.